Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm AJ, a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're reflecting on a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. But before we get to that, this past week I was home with some family, and we were telling some stories and sharing some memories, and it's amazing what we can choose to not remember. There were so many times, so many stories where I or my mom or my brother had opted to not remember a story over the past few years because it was maybe not the most fun story or most flattering for us, and we easily forget. And that's sort of what happens today in Deuteronomy. A reading from Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people and said, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord, my God, has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear all the statutes and say, 'This nation, this great nation, is truly wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget these things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children.'" So at this point in Deuteronomy, the people are about to enter into the promised land. And Moses is laying before them this law, this combination of God's teachings and wisdom and all these things so that they can walk in and take not only possession of the land, but bring about conversion of the people in the land they're coming to. He lays down these statutes and these decrees so that they will be seen as wise and intelligent when they enter in, so that they will not only be seen as good, but help others in the land as well. However, the end of that reading is very funny because Moses makes very sure that they are listening. Like, you don't hear with such precision him asking them to pay attention. "Take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget these things." And he says that because the Israelites forget so many things. When they're in Exodus and they're leaving, they forget that they were slaves in Egypt. They complain about how they wish they could go back to the time when they had food to eat because they were in the desert and what was in front of them was uncomfortable. So Moses lays this law before them and has them remember it and teach it to their children. He shares that piece where he says, "Take care," because he wants them to remember what God has done for them. I think it's important for us to do this as well. It's important for us to look at our lives and remember, what has God done for me? It's so easy when the day-to-day gets tough, when Mass becomes a habit or a chore for us to forget that God is doing something amazing in our lives and that God has done something amazing in our lives. So I ask you today that as you go into the rest of your week, as you go into the rest of this work day, this school day, whatever it might be, ask the Lord to show you what good he has done. Because as it says in here, the law of the Lord is wisdom. And those around you will notice when you live differently, as the people of God did when they entered into the land of Canaan. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask that you teach us your law of wisdom, that you show us what it means to live a life differently in this world, that we, like the Israelites, might walk into our day-to-day lives, into the land you've given to us, into the places of our work, of our homes, and of our schools, and bring about your life and your creation in it. I pray for your wisdom to fall upon us, Lord, and show us what it means to live a life renewed. All for your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the book of Deuteronomy. Once again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. Have a great day. God bless.